Introduction to the Book of Genesis. I want to give you a brief introduction on the book of Genesis and why it is important to study this book. The word Genesis actually comes from a Greek word which can mean birth, genealogy, or history of origin. The book of Genesis speaks of beginnings. It speaks of the creation of the heavens and the earth, of light and darkness, of seas and skies, of land and vegetation, of the sun, the moon, and the stars, of the sea, the air, and land animals. And of course, it speaks of the creation of mankind. It also talks of sin and redemption, of blessings and curses, and of society and civilizations. I believe the book of Genesis is foundational to understanding the rest of the Bible. Genesis is interesting because in chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created." And in verse 27, we see the creation of mankind. Then in chapter 3, we see how all of creation is muddied by the rebellion and sin of man. We see how man was created in God's image to live forever, but because of sin, we became destined for the grave. This is apparent in chapter 5, when the phrase, "and he died," is listed 8 times. We also see in the very last phrase of Genesis chapter 50, verse 26, the Bible says, "And he," speaking of Joseph, "was put in a coffin in Egypt." Because of man's sin, because of our sins, we've been separated from God. Sin divides us from God and wants to make us hide from God. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God," that is Adam and Eve, "walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." After they had taken of the fruit, after they had sinned, they heard the Lord walking in the garden, and they hid themselves. That's what sin does. When we know that we are in the wrong and we are not walking with the Lord, we want to hide from the Lord. However, despite our rebellion and our sinful nature, the Lord has predestined us for joy for everyone who receives it. The Lord has provided a redeemer for our sins. In Genesis 14, verses 18 through 20, we see Melchizedek, the king of Shalom, that is the king of Salem, the king of peace, who is a type of, a picture of our great high priest, Jesus Christ. Let's look at some of the similarities between Melchizedek and Jesus Christ. In verse 18 it says, "Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High." King of Salem, the king of peace. What does Jesus say in John chapter 14, verse 27? He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We then see Melchizedek bringing out bread and wine. What do we see Jesus do in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26? The Bible says, "As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" We see Melchizedek bringing out the bread and the wine. We see Jesus bringing out the bread and the wine as he institutes the Lord's Supper. We see Melchizedek as the priest of God Most High. And in Hebrews chapter 7, we see how Jesus has now become the high priest. And the author of the book of Hebrews compares Melchizedek and that of Jesus Christ. So in Genesis, we see how sin entered into the earth and that sin brought death, but how our gracious Lord was already providing atonement through his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, sin brought about the curse, the separation between us and God. We see Adam and Eve hiding from God. However, because of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, we see a total reversal of our fallen state, no longer having to hide from God, but being able to go boldly before his throne of grace. In the book of Revelation chapter 22, the second to the last verse in the entire Bible says, "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.'" In Genesis, we see man hiding from God, but in Revelation, after the slaughtering of Jesus Christ, after the slaying of the sacrificial lamb, we are able to say, "Lord, come quickly," because we know this earth in this fallen condition is not our home. We have something to look forward to. We have heaven in our focus. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.